Hello, hello. How are you? This is Craig Beck, aka the Stop Drinking Expert and the author of Alcohol Lied to Me, a best-selling book that has helped hundreds of thousands of people to quit drinking. And the very good news is, if you are worried about your drinking, I give away that book absolutely free of charge. If you would like a copy, go to the website and get yours, stopdrinkingexpert.com. All right, today we are talking about the accidental consumption of alcohol and how that has the potential to throw you off the wagon. So let's talk about that. How much of a problem is it? Because I got a really interesting email a couple of weeks ago from Howard. It says, "Hi, Craig. I'm a former problem drinker that has tried to quit several times before, but it's always ended in failure. I've completed your course, and I'm very happy to say that I am now nearly 6 months sober and loving life. My girlfriend and I are back together again too, having previously broken up because of my drinking." And that is such a great endorsement of this process, isn't it? Because like I've talked about many times, life slowly repairs when you stop drinking the attractively packaged poison. Your health gets better, your sleep gets better, your finances get better, your energy levels and vitality get better, and your relationships get better. And that's exactly what has happened to Howard, and I couldn't be more happy about it. Howard continues, "The freedom I feel now that I have quit this all-consuming drug is immeasurable, and I want to thank you so much for all your help. I cannot recommend your course enough for anyone that wants to be free from this drug. So, I have a bit of a strange question. My girlfriend's mom has made us a Christmas cake again this year. I was looking forward to trying some until I found out that she added brandy to it after the cooking process. I decided I wouldn't have any because of the added brandy. I was worried I might get a taste for it. My partner felt a bit sorry for me and went out and bought me my very own little cake that doesn't have any alcohol in it. I'm very lucky because she is incredibly supportive of my sobriety. So, although I'm okay with my decision, my question to you is, what are your thoughts about alcohol in cakes and desserts? Would you avoid it yourself? There's obviously a lot of different things around this time of year and have alcohol added to them. And I think it would be very easy to accidentally have some. Anyway, I would be interested to hear your thoughts. All the best. I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year." Thank you, Howard. All right. Great question. Look, I have a very simple position on alcohol in food. And it is this: if the food is cooked with the alcohol in it, you're good to go. All right, maybe a little tiny bit will, you know, linger, but it's so small that you really won't even detect it. So, you know, if you're having coq au vin or, you know, brandy sauce with your steak, and it's the sauce is cooked with the alcohol in it, then you're good to go. You don't need to worry too much about that, okay? However, cakes and desserts, cold food where the alcohol was not in the cooking process, was added as a flavor, then there's a slight red flag here. And my general advice is avoid it. So I'm talking tiramisu, sherry trifle, Christmas cake with brandy, liqueur chocolates. All these sorts of things are red flags, because what they can do, I mean, you know, they, by comparison, it's like drinking a thimble of alcohol. It's not like having a full glass of whiskey or a full glass of wine. So it's not like you're going to get drunk or you're going to feel intoxicated or anything like that. You're not even going to get a sense of euphoria. The one thing it does is it kind of wakes up the evil clown. You know, I talk about the evil clown as this rogue lodger that you invited to live in your head many years ago, and you can't get them to leave. They've got squatters' right. They're not going anywhere. But what you can do is you can remove their food and oxygen and squash them down into a very tiny, uncomfortable space so they live quietly in misery. When you eat some food with alcohol in it, you almost hear the da-dum, da-dum, as the evil clown's heart starts to beat again. And that's the problem. It's just you give him a little bit of energy, or you give her a little bit of energy, and she might use that little bit of energy to try and manipulate you, to try and twist your arm. Otherwise, he or she just stays there quietly suffering, weak and pathetic. That little bit of alcohol has the power to wake them up. not to fuel them into some big, you know, campaign against you, but you may feel a bit of discomfort. And Howard, I know exactly how this goes because I have accidentally consumed alcohol myself in the past, and it's it was kind of unsettling. This is quite a while ago now. This would have been before I moved to Cyprus, so I'm guessing this was the Christmas of 2013. So I'd been sober 3 years by this point. And it was the Christmas of 2013 going into the new year of 2014. And I was living with my girlfriend in Leeds in England. And she'd bought some chocolates and put them in a bowl in the living room. And they were in little wrappers. And I remember sitting watching TV and I picked up one of these chocolates, unwrapped it, put them in my mouth and bit into it. And I was quite surprised because it kind of exploded into my mouth and it was a very strange taste. I didn't instantly go, oh, that's alcohol. I was like, wow, that's strange. Wow, what is that? And by the time I chewed it and swallowed it, it was actually as I felt that kind of burning sensation in my throat, I went, oh my God, that's a liqueur chocolate. That's like brandy liqueur or whiskey liqueur or something like that. And I didn't immediately start eating them. I didn't want to go and open a bottle of wine or anything. But what I'll tell you it did do is it made me feel uncomfortable. It made me feel a little bit on edge. I found myself looking at those chocolates a bit more than I should, if you know what I mean. It wasn't normal. It wasn't like me looking at chocolate going, oh, can I treat myself to some chocolate? It was an unnatural sensation, and I didn't like it. And I had to sit with it for a while until it went away. And I had to like concentrate and focus on it because I was aware of it. It wasn't a strong compulsion to drink, but it was a slight uneasiness is what I would describe it as. So I think, you know, having been through that experience myself, you've made exactly the right decision here. You've assessed the situation and you said, look, it's not worth it. And I think what this comes down to here, Howard, is risk versus reward. Because having that Christmas cake with the brandy in it, what's the risk? The risk is you feel uncomfortable, you feel on edge. You know, the extreme risk is that it throws you off your sobriety and you spend a couple of months drinking before you pull it back again, because that's generally how it goes. So that's the risk, quite heavy. What's the reward? The reward is you get to eat a bit of cake. It doesn't make sense, does it? It's not worth it. It's just not worth the risk. Now, if it was, here's some Christmas cake, it's got alcohol in. If try a bit and I'll give you $100,000, the risk reward now is like, oh, okay, I'm not sure. Maybe I'll get away with it. Maybe I won't. But seriously, for a bit of cake, you're going to risk your sobriety. It's just not worth it. Now, does that mean that everyone who's, you know, had a problem with alcohol and quit drinking and accidentally eat a bit of alcohol is going to go on a bender and fall hideously off the wagon? No. And it is possible if you're solid in your sobriety and you're really strong in your position that you can eat cake with brandy and tiramisu and chocolate liqueurs. If you're the sort of person who's so solid, so confident in his sobriety that he can or she can sit with the sensations that will come and be very, you know, kind of third party about it, as though you're watching something happening on a stage rather than something happening to you. And you can say, oh, look, there's a wave. That's a craving wave. Here's the second one. That's slightly less. Here's the third one. That's slightly less. I reckon I have to wait another few hours and all the cravings have completely gone. If you're that focused, then great. Okay, good. You can probably gamble it. But if you're scared about your sobriety, if it's something that you think is fragile and priceless, like, you know, something with a lot of value to you and you just don't want to risk it, then just don't take the risk. Don't gamble with it. And you've done exactly the right thing, Howard. And thank you very much for the email. Great talking point. Love to hear your thoughts on this in the comments below. Have you ever accidentally eaten alcohol or drank alcohol? Has someone given you a drink? And it's been alcohol. Now, this actually happened to me last year, 2 years ago, on a flight. I was flying with Qatar Airlines, which is a Middle Eastern airline. So they do a great selection of alcohol-free drinks on board. They do mocktails. They do alcohol-free champagne that tastes fantastic, by the way. Normally, there's a huge compromise, isn't there? The alcohol-free wines are just like sugary grape juice. But they do this alcohol-free champagne that's fantastic. And I was on a flight from Larnaca to Doha. And the air hostess, she came and said, would you like a drink? I said, yeah, I'll have a glass of the alcohol-free champagne, please. And she bought me this glass and I tasted it and went, this is not right. I tasted it again. I called her over. I said, are you sure this is alcohol-free? She said, yeah, absolutely. I went, okay, fine. Took another drink. I called her over again. I said, look, I'm sorry to be difficult about this. Could you bring me the bottle that you've served me this drink out of, please? I said, I'm not being rude. I'm interested to see the bottle. And she went away and she didn't come back for like 15 minutes. I'm thinking, what's going on? 15 minutes later, she comes back. And she says, no bottle in her hand. She said, Mr. Beck, I'm so sorry. I am so deeply sorry. I did serve you real champagne and not the alcohol-free. So I will take that away and I can't apologize enough. So it does happen. It does happen. And I'd love to know if it's happened to you, something like that, in the comments below. How did you deal with it? Were you able to ride it out or did it throw you off your sobriety? Genuinely interested to know. Don't forget, if you have any questions or challenges you'd like me to address in a video like this or in the Happy Sober podcast, then send me an email from the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com, or directly, craig@craigbeck.com. You can follow me on Twitter and DM me from there. My username is Craig Beck. I'm on Facebook, Craig Beck Books, and even on Instagram, kind of. All right. Thanks a lot. See you next time.